How much does your house weigh? Somewhere in the middle of marriage, we did the math. 200 pounds per square foot times 2,900 square feet. That's 580,000 pounds, 300 tons almost, we carried on wings. For 20 years, the rooms were filled with children, noisy, unmindful about the future, as was their right. We gave them memories, and you filled the backyard with roses, antiques from abandoned cemeteries bred to survive alone. Heaven on Earth, Rev Door, Belinda's Dream, and a marriage bed of icebergs, white and burgundy. We raised the boys in the middle class of expectations. I taught them to fly, wobbly, on their bicycles, how to drive, how to leave home someday, while you would show them how to stay in love. This was our calling, the art of effacement, except for the home you made and the house I strained to support. And under it all, a thin insinuation of debt corrupting our slab foundation. This debt is a cancer, you said, and you were right. I made a mistake when I married you, and your mistake was to marry me. We did the math, and we're both bad at numbers. But what counts more, planting a tree or writing a poem? Writing a book or raising a child. Somehow, the boys grew up in a way, now fine young men, and now we carry half the weight with a smaller house, though even that might be too much. Tonight, I see us in a Liberty Bell, a bomber from World War II coming back from a night raid. I'm not a pilot, but I'm flying this thing, your hand on mine as my hand rests on the throttle. We've taken hits, the plane bucks and shivers, air whistling through the cabin, smoke trailing from one of the engines, almost out of fuel, on a glide path downward across the divided channel. Your hand on mine, the both of us still working, pressing to reach some green, imaginary, and ultimate England.